Most women don't stay stuck because they lack willpower and discipline. They stay stuck because they're loyal to a way of thinking that says, I can't stop, I can't rest, I can't feel, I can do this by myself, I don't need help. Just keep going, plow through. And the loyalty to this fixed mindset has women in agreement with the very thing they don't want. Right? I actually think one of the biggest ones for me over the years is that I can figure this out myself. I don't need someone to help me. It's that darn self-sufficiency mindset, which I thought was a good thing at the time, but it was keeping me stuck in patterns that could have moved through even faster with the right support. So I want to talk about how this shows up with so many of my clients, and maybe you are stuck. Maybe you find yourself stuck and you're like, maybe this can help me. Well, this is what I'm finding. And you tell me if you relate to this. For a lot of the women that I work with, they try eating better, they try meal planning, they try exercise, they try earlier alarms, morning workouts, they check the boxes. But let's just say something happens, like by the end of the week, they're eating, fries from their kids' drive-through, a Happy Meal, thinking, screw it, I'll just figure it out the next day. Or oftentimes women will be like, oh, I just didn't do enough this week, and they plow through their weekend thinking, I have to do it all, without even a hint of rest or recharge, because they don't think they can. I don't label this as failing, although many of my clients do. Your functioning is exactly as you were trained, exactly as you were conditioned, probably exactly as you were nurtured. We've been trained to push through. We've been trained to do it alone. We've been trained to hold it all together and look polished on the outside, and to get it together instead of letting ourselves maybe break something open. And in that pressure, it eventually, pressure needs a release valve. So what do we do when we feel that pressure? We reach for the fastest path to relief, the food, the scroll, the numbing, whatever it is to just totally feel relief. And then we do it, and then we feel bad about it. We shame ourselves for it. We call it a fail. We call it like we're quitting on ourselves. And it's this all or nothing, on or off mindset that just gets us every single time. I don't think most women quit because they lack willpower or they don't have the keep it together discipline. They quit because they hold an expectation that they have to do it perfectly. And if they don't do it perfectly, it doesn't count, or they have to start all the way over. And that, my friend, is exhausting, because if something doesn't go as planned, they think they failed, right? Or they're so tightly wound to keep it together, there is no room for error, right? Or if it's like some of my clients, they wait for like motivation to make their change stick. So the moment they wake up and they're like, I don't feel like it, they think something's wrong. Like they're not doing it right because they don't have the motivation. But by the way, I never rely on motivation to do anything ever. I'm rarely motivated to cook. I'm rarely motivated to exercise or meal plan or take care of myself. I don't teach motivation in my membership. I teach you how to show up even when you're not motivated, but that's for another time. But what I am also saying is that there's also women who just solely rely on, I got to do it myself, or I got to try to do it alone. And we are living into these expectations that are keeping us stuck. One of my clients recently said, I should be able to figure this out by myself. She brought it to a call. And as we were talking about it together, she's realizing that belief was the very thing keeping her stuck. And she had been stuck for over a decade. The interesting thing is, through that call, she realized, you know what? I need to tackle a couple specific things. And so she added private coaching, a private coaching package to her membership. And after just three sessions, she emailed me, and I'll read it here. She said, I am on the verge of becoming a whole new woman, Jill. A huge weight is being lifted off my body and my life. Three sessions. Why? Because she stopped trying to carry it alone. So this is what I notice happens, and why women stay stuck, is they take one new step into a new rhythm, right? Whether it's the meal plan or whatever it is, the exercise plan or whatever, and life happens. Life happens. The kid gets sick, PMS hits hard, the to-do list triples, the energy tanks, and then the spiral starts whispering, "Oh, just take one bite, take the edge off. You can't do this. This isn't like the conditions aren't perfect. It's not this time." And underneath it all is the sneaky thought, "I can only do this if things go smoothly. I can only do it if it goes perfectly." And so when they don't, you call it a fail, you ghost yourself, you say screw it, and you call it self-sabotage. But the truth is, you've never learned a mindset to hold the change you're trying to create when life is still happening. You're probably telling yourself it's either or, right? Either I can do this when life is, all put together, or I can't do it at all. Either I do it perfectly or it's not going to work. Either I have the motivation or I don't, and it's not going to work. You're all in, you're all out. You're perfect or nothing. I can't do both. But inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle, we don't do it this way. We don't chase perfect. We don't chase all or nothing. We don't fix you. We're not on the quest for the right way. But instead, we build rhythms and a whole new way to relate to yourself when things fall apart, because they will. They will fall apart. Life falls apart. It's a series of moments that come together and fall apart and come together and fall apart. And my question for myself and my clients is, who do we want to be when things fall apart? What do we want to do with that? How do we want to talk to ourselves? How do we want to take care of ourselves? How do we want to nourish ourselves? Do we need to make it a problem if something falls apart? No, I don't think we do. And this is the power of the Nourished Woman Lifestyle and using the still point practice. We build rhythms and then we create a pause that I shared in the last episode that hold us when life gets loud, when things fall apart. How do you want to talk to yourself when life gets loud? How do you want to take care of yourself? How do you want to be when things don't go as planned? We can throw in the towel, but if your desire is to nourish yourself and care for yourself, then we must do it a different way. And the still point practice offers you the space to choose your response in those moments. When you pause long enough to ask, okay, that didn't go as planned, what's the next most nourishing choice? How will I care for myself today when the circumstances in front of me are different than what I thought they'd be? What's most important for me today? So we don't have to address how to do this all the time. It's just for today. Can I adjust my expectations without abandoning my values of cooking real food or getting rest or getting to bed on time? Or moving my body or having connection with the people I value? Can I adjust my expectations about what I can do today? It's a good question. In this moment, can I let this emotion be here without eating it away for this moment? This is what we do in the still point practice, because most women were never taught how to live in a way where we can have our values match our capacity. Right? And then we can make adjustments when things don't go as planned. It doesn't need to be all or nothing. And I am so tired of listening to voices out there that say, you can have it all. You can do it all. And so we try and we push and we go harder and we think we have to go all in. And we perform and we ignore signals that our body might need to pivot or to slow down or to rest, to pause, to choose differently, because what you thought was going to happen, now you're exhausted. So we need to pay attention to that. And we can pause and meet the moment with curiosity and kindness instead of bulldozing our way through or pushing ourselves through in submission. This is an opportunity to relate to ourselves differently and connect with yourself in a way you likely never have. So, one example would be from a client who she had just gotten off the reset and she was following, like, she was nourishing herself. She was eating really well. She was feeling really good. Right. And she went out with some friends and she didn't really want the dessert, but she ate it anyway. It's fine. But instantly she felt bloated. And then she started feeling guilty for doing it. And she started queuing up all these autopilot thoughts. I'm so frustrated with myself. I know better. This will never change. I have no willpower. Right. And she's badgering herself. And then you cue a shame spiral, right? And you cue all these things that we do in place. Oh, I gotta make up for this. I gotta go for a 2 mile run. I gotta take, I gotta skip a breakfast or whatever. But not inside the nourished woman lifestyle. Inside the nourished woman lifestyle, this isn't a shame spiral. This moment is a still point. And we can take a pause. And in that moment, we can stop those spiraling thoughts and be like, well, what's true right now? What does my body need in this moment? How do I want to talk to myself right here? And sometimes the answer is coming home and taking a long hot shower and going to bed on time. Sometimes it's a mug of tea and the next most nourishing choice. Sometimes it's 2 minutes to express frustration before doing the next thing. What I don't want for you is to spiral and to have an unmanaged mind and make it all mean something and ghost yourself and talk to yourself with, disgust, or to go home, binge, skip breakfast the next day, run extra 2 miles trying to make up for the moment that just needed curiosity and some compassion. Because the real change isn't always in the behavior, it's in how you relate to yourself in the middle of it. So, women who are trying to become more consistent, I would say that your consistency doesn't need to collapse because of that one moment. What happens is it collapses because no one ever showed you how to stay with yourself. When things don't go as planned, when the motivation fades, when the inner critic gets loud. How do you stay with yourself, especially with compassion and curiosity? And that's what we do inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle. You learn how to respond when the spiral starts whispering, how to nourish when you have no energy. How to move your body when you have no motivation from a place of love. And the membership gives you mindset shifts that hold you in those challenging moments and the still point practice to interrupt the patterns, and then coaching and support with me that you can come and join anytime they are offered. So if you're ready to go deeper, that's exactly what we're practicing inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle membership. Yes, we go through food foundations and mindsets and rhythms, right? Those are things that are added, but we're using the still point practice to create more calm in your mind, body, and life, and create the framework that will hold you in any situation. And you can click the link in the show notes to get immediate access to the membership and the still point practice. And I want to leave you with one reflection question. When things fall apart, what would shift for you if you learned how to meet the moment differently? If you learned how to stay with yourself instead of abandon yourself? That's my question for you.